From Little Rock Public Radio, I'm Nathan Treese with your daily newscast for Tuesday, February 3rd, 2026. West Arkansas voters are heading to the polls today for a runoff election for a state Senate seat. Two candidates are on the ballot in the Republican runoff election for Senate District 26. Wade Dunn and Brad Simon will face off for the GOP nomination. The winner will face independent candidate Adam Watson in the March special election. The winner in that contest will serve out the remainder of the term of the late Senator Gary Stubblefield, who died in office last year. State education officials say they are working to fill unused slots in a popular early childhood program. The Arkansas Better Chance program provides child care from birth to 5 years old for families who meet income requirements and those with specific risk factors. In a legislative committee meeting on Monday, Education Secretary Jacob Oliva said about 2,000 families are currently on a wait list for the roughly 24,000 available spots in the program.
We have been pulling through the data, and we have identified some providers who historically, over the last 3 years, have not been filling their slots. So we are notifying them, hey, by the end of this fiscal year, come June 30th, July 1, we're going to have to reduce your number of slots because we have a lot of other people that want these slots.
Oliva says that represents a sizable chunk of the $114 million allocated by lawmakers for the program on a yearly basis. He says the department will work at finding ways to better allocate program spots to providers and school districts.
A lot of times we're going months with slots being open. Now, we know we have waiting lists everywhere for childcare. Why we're not actively recruiting some of these families to fill these slots is something that we really need to encourage districts. So we have, it's almost 1,000 seats annually. We're just almost 1,000 seats annually that we're funding that aren't being filled.
Oliva says 28 providers across the state will most likely see a reduction in the number of early childhood program spots by the end of the fiscal year. The head of UA Little Rock's history department is stepping down amid controversy over lectures on racial inequity. The Arkansas Times reports Barclay Key has resigned the history department chairmanship over the university's decision to cancel two lectures focusing on racism and the criminal justice system. University leaders said the topics would violate the state law known as Arkansas Access, which bans higher education institutions from teaching that an individual or group, quote, by virtue of their race, bear collective guilt or inherently responsible for actions committed by other members of the same race. And just a note, Little Rock Public Radio is housed on the campus of UA Little Rock. Residential customers of the Southwestern Electric Power Company in Arkansas will see their rates increase beginning this month. On January 23rd, the Arkansas Public Service Commission gave final approval to a change that would raise residential customers' rates by around 23%. SWEPCO provides service to around 128,000 customers, mostly in western Arkansas. The Public Service Commission received more than 200 public comments filed in opposition to the increase. And contingent with the rate increase, the commission is requiring SWEPCO to conduct public studies detailing the feasibility of ceasing operations at its Flint Creek coal power plant, and it must seek energy sources from a variety of sources, including solar and wind power, in future proposals. Profits for Tyson Foods fell the first quarter of this year amid losses in the beef industry. The latest earnings report showed a net income of $85 million for the Springdale-based food company, down from the $359 million net income reported this time last year. A limited number of market-ready cattle and increased cost for ranchers contributed to the lower profits. Last year, Tyson announced plans to close a beef plant in Lexington, Nebraska, due to a forecasted $600 million loss in beef profits this year. The Nebraska plant officially closed in January. And today we may see some rain showers, especially in the morning. We'll have a high of 55 degrees today, and we'll be back around freezing overnight. For the remainder of the week, you can expect sunnier skies and warmer temperatures. From Little Rock Public Radio, I'm Nathan Treese.